Hello and welcome to episode 56 of the NWR Newscast. This is your host, Nathan Mustafa, on his final episode. With me today, Mr. Andy Gergen.
Well, hello.
Junebug killer extraordinaire.
I am a thief in the night when it comes to killing June bugs.
And man who would rather be in the Mushroom Kingdom, Mr. Neil Ronan.
Yeah, well, I hope the next one is in the Mushroom Kingdom.
Hey, we just got an email from Zach. Just so you know.
Just got an email from Zach. Says he's not going to be on the show. He's not dead, but he's watching basketball.
Yeah, he's...
So, just to let you listeners know, that's how much Zach values you.
Yeah.
Zach is doing well after his surgery.
Apparently, so. an effect of the brain surgery was that he's really into the Miami Heat right now.
yeah.
Kind of weird. Only happens with like one in a million. But
it's kind of like how when you touch someone's brain when it's open, they're like, they can smell like candy or something. It's kind of like that.
So for now, he just freaking loves LeBron.
I always
James.
Thought that if someone touched your brain when you were like in a coma or something, you would see the entirety of the Phantom Menace.
Zach,
well, anyways, Zach
says, woke up in the ICU wearing a Heat jersey.
Zach says, "I'm alive and well and eager to be on the show. DOA is fun. And they should buy it if they like pretty fighting games."
Okay.
Okay.
Good to know. So Dead or Alive Dimensions came out last week for anyone that gives a crap. Do either of you?
I think it'd be fun, but I don't really feel like seeking it out. But, I mean, if someone handed me a copy of it, I'd play it for a little bit.
Yeah. I mean, I've been getting into Street Fighter 4, so there's not much interest for me in Dead or Alive. Although I hear it's very good.
Yeah, I've heard it's really, really easy. That's the one criticism that I've heard of the game, is that it doesn't really take much to win at the game.
I have,
but it has a really good tutorial mode that you hardly ever even need, because most of the advanced techniques are sort of not necessary to use.
I know that it's supposed to be competent and all, but I can't help but shake... I can't shake the feeling that it's just there so people can ogle polygonal girls.
Yeah. Well, that's why Zach's reviewing
it. Well, I know. And that's why I'm not playing it. It's just like, well, I, you know, if you want to do that, there are things for that. And if you want to play a game, there are games for that. So I don't really need the...
Yeah. I mean, Chun-Li's thighs are big enough for me in Street Fighter 4. I don't need...
Yeah, if that's your thing, man.
Big boobs to go along with it, I guess.
Anyway, speaking of big boobs, we have stolen some information off the internet, picked it as if it were a grape, about the eShop. I have no idea what this is.
All right.
We just got this news.
Yes.
Pokedex.
Likely, by the time you hear this, this will be common knowledge and spread across the internet. But for right now, we pretty much literally just posted information about the eShop that we got from some sources.
Breaking newscast.
The first thing, which is kind of a little thing, because we kind of expected it all along, Excitebike will be a 3DS classic. It will be free for a limited time, and it'll be the NES version with pretty 3D graphics that you can change with the depth slider and in the game, which I don't really get that. Like, isn't the depth slider always there? Why do you need to adjust it in the game? But other than that, it'll be Excitebike, and you can save up to 32 tracks. So that's cool, and that's free.
Heck yeah.
But the...
Free is good.
Yeah, but the big news is a brand new Pokedex 3D, which they're still not using the term 3DSware, so it's an application on the 3DS eShop. And
yeah, it doesn't seem like a game anyways.
Yeah, it doesn't seem so much of a game as, you know, My Pokemon Farm is a game. But you can basically look at all the new Pokemon and Pokemon Black and White in full 3D on the, you know, the 3D upper screen. You know, you can take augmented reality pictures with them. You can collect them all on the Pokedex app. You start off with 16 random Pokemon, and you can collect three random ones via Spot Pass every day. And I believe you can also Street Pass with your friends, using you know, to get more Pokemon and such. But that will also be free, so that's cool. Unfortunately, yeah. Those might be the only two games, quote unquote, that Nintendo will have at the eShop launch.
Maybe.
Yes.
They didn't even intend for us to see this information.
Yeah.
So
there could be more stuff
really
that
sure?
we'll see soon, but
yeah.
That at the very minimum, it's going to be that.
I mean,
I would hate for virtual consoles to not be ready by June 6th. That would be a real disappointment.
Yeah.
If the
well, I mean, those very well could still be in it. I mean, that would be kind of lame if they weren't. Because we have heard about those before, whereas both of these, the Excitebike and Pokedex 3D, are, you know, for North American audiences, brand new. Whereas we've known about Link's Awakening and Super Mario Land for quite a while. I hope those come out at launch. That would be a huge bummer if they didn't.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Well, Neil, do you have anything to say about that? Else?
That is about it for the 3DS eShop. We should be finding out more about it, and it launches next Monday, June the 6th.
Less than a week. I'm actually pretty excited about it.
Yeah.
If only so I can transfer over my DSiWare games.
Yeah, and I guess one last note about it is that other sources, which I can't go into as much detail about, but Capcom's doing things for it. It's going to be cool things. That's all I can say.
Okay.
All right.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. In other news, you can now get a super old Nintendo DS for $100.
Yeah. I guess that's kind of cool.
But actually, that's good because, you know, if you don't need the DSiWare, the DS Lite is what I'm talking about. That's a really good deal. The DS Lite is a pretty awesome system.
Yeah. I think it's arguable,
and I think a lot of people believe that it's the best version of the hardware.
Yeah. I mean, I'm a big fan of the DSi, but even still, the DS Lite, you have the entire DS and Game Boy Advance library open up to you, and those are great libraries spanning, you know, I don't know, something like 9 years, 10 years of gaming.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
There's a few functional improvements on the DSi, but I think the DS Lite is a really solid piece of hardware, and like I know some people are still rocking their old DS fast. They never upgraded, and if you never did, now would be the time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
$99. Oh, and along with this, they actually rebranded all of the Mario titles.
Or at least six of them.
Right. Well, yeah. Six of the most prominent Mario-branded titles on the DS
the
library
ones.
Now have red plastic cases instead of, you know, black ones.
Yeah, and they're like the new eco-friendly ones. I don't think they have... you can't put Game Boy Advance games in them. I think that's something different about them.
Boo.
Wait, what?
Yeah, I haven't seen them personally.
Oh, the cases, not the DS Lites.
Oh, yeah.
No, yeah, the game cases. That's
a whole different.
Someone in the forum made a comment that it's the ugly packaging of the greatest hits lineup without the lowered prices. So it's the worst of both worlds. You know, that's the cynic's view. I think it's meant to be sort of a prestige.
Yeah, because I think it's more of a red, like the new Super Mario Brothers Wii was red.
Exactly.
Very prestigious red.
Yeah,
The idea is sort of, these are the games you're probably looking for anyway. Here they are, easier to find now.
That's the DS Lite
red
price
means danger.
Yeah, red means stop. Stop playing Mario.
Speaking of stop, Square Enix is making a 3DS game in... Is it N-Space developing and Square Enix publishing?
It's actually Square Enix Europe, that used to be Eidos or something. Someone in the forums will likely correct me.
Yeah, I think so.
But Square Enix Europe is publishing Heroes of Ruin, which is developed by our friends over at N-Space. It's a 3DS game that kind of looks like it's like a game like Torchlight or Diablo as you go and loot whore for stuff. And there's a lot of social elements with it. You can do drop-in, drop-out online co-op. There's spot pass stuff where you'll get new challenges. I think there's street pass as well. It looks like it's going to use a lot of the features of the system, which is kind of cool.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not too excited about all the street pass stuff. It seems kind of silly in the Western market.
Oh, I think the spot pass stuff is cool.
Yeah, but I mean, the whole spot pass thing, it's always seemed like a sham to me because everything I have that has Wi-Fi can download off Wi-Fi. You know, like, my PSP has been getting DLC for years. I don't understand. Like, this is automatic DLC.
The idea with Spot Pass is it downloads without you even asking.
Right, yeah, it's automatic DLC. Which is great, but...
I have Samurai Warriors Chronicles. I played that for a while on 3DS. I lent it to staffer Josh Max like a month or two ago. but I keep on getting the notices about the Spot Pass stuff, which is kind of cool that they have, you know, this new content coming out every week. Although with Samurai Warriors, I will never, ever play it.
And I've gotten a few times for Nintendogs. They just tell me that I can go meet a new former president and their dog if I take my dog out for a walk, which is, I don't know. less than thrilling, but
yeah. I mean, when it's with a game that you give a shit about, it'll be cool. I just don't know. I mean, I think I can kind of speak for all three of us when I say that I don't know how much we really care about Heroes of Ruin. Like, it might be cool. It'll be at E3 next week, so that'll be cool. We have an appointment.
It really depends on how good its online integration is and who I know gets it.
Yeah, I hope that we have an appointment with Square at E3 next week for this game. I hope we can get four people to go over and be like, yo, can the four of us just play this game with each other right now?
Yeah.
I mean, a big part with
these games also is a lot of times the loot falls short. And the leveling mechanics fall short. And they seem to be content with presenting you the random dungeons and some smattering of, like, randomly generated items. And that it's, when there's not character behind it, and it just seems kind of another vanilla Diablo or Monster Hunter clone, it just kind of gets old. You know?
Yeah, like Monster Hunter does a great job of making the crap that you accumulate worth it.
It all seems really unique to the game.
Yeah.
And so far, nothing about Heroes of Ruin's branding grabs me, but we've seen nothing for it.
Yeah, we've seen a teaser trailer that shows no gameplay footage, like four screenshots that, I mean, a lot of people are kind of crapping on the screenshots, but I think it's one of those things where it'll likely look better in motion.
Well,
and we won't have a lot of time to pontificate on that because we will see it in motion literally next week.
Literally.
Hooray. Hooray!
Yay.
Yeah, that's about all I have to say about that. I mean, it depends on the online.
Yeah, I think it has potential. I just hope it lives up to it.
Yeah, it's just like the Crystal Chronicles games on the DS. They're great if you know people that are also playing the game, but the chances of that are pretty slim here.
Yeah,
you know?
I mean, even Crystal Chronicles on the GameCube.
That was a nightmare, but it was fantastic.
When you actually had that set up,
when you got it working, it was one of my favorite GameCube games.
Yeah.
Certainly my favorite multiplayer experience of the last generation.
Yeah.
I think Pac-Man Versus was probably my favorite.
Yeah, that's one I never got to play. I always wanted to.
I managed to do Pac-Man Versus in a crowd a couple of different times, and everyone really loved it.
Nice. I mean, Pac-Man Battle Royale is kind of a, from what I can tell, like a cool revival of that multiplayer Pac-Man concept.
Cool.
Which platform is that?
It's a arcade.
Xbox Live?
No, just arcade.
It is a literal arcade.
As an actual arcade title?
Yes, an actual arcade.
That seems like they don't make those anymore.
It's out on the iPad.
Oh, is
as
it?
Well.
Okay.
I think it's free.
Cool. I don't see why they couldn't just make Pac-Man Versus as a DSiWare game and let you play online. It'd be kind of cool.
Do you know what isn't online?
What's that?
Professor Layton 4.
That is true, but I don't give a crap. Actually, there's probably the downloadable content.
Hey, you download puzzlies.
Yeah.
I was really hoping for Team Deathmatch, but oh well.
Maybe in 5, which is also true because it's already out in Japan.
Okay, so riddle me this. So Layton in Japan, they had 6 of them on DS, right?
No. This is actually the last Layton on DS. There was
even in Japan?
There was the three that we've already gotten, which is, I guess you could call that episodes 4, 5, and 6, so to speak. Because
really? Does it do that with the timeline?
I think so. These are basically the prequels. Yeah. Because Layton 4 goes back to when Layton first met Luke.
Okay.
And I believe this is like the earliest Layton game chronologically, and it's called The Spectre's Flute. And
Luke is even more of a Jar Jar like monstrosity.
Luke is just really into pod racing in this one. And he's like kind of good at it. So, Layton comes with Qui-Gon Jinn and
Neil, can I ask you something?
Yeah.
Are you an angel?
But seriously, folks.
A communication disruption can only mean one thing.
Invasion.
Anyway.
Layton 4.
Planet Gore.
But Layton 4 is the earliest chronological game in the series. And it's, you know, the standard Layton adventure and everything, with probably some big ridiculous twist at the end. But after that, which we haven't gotten confirmation of it being localized at all, because in all honesty, we haven't gotten 100% confirmation that Layton 4 is coming out in North America. We just got it showed up in the ESRB.
A trademark title, right?
Oh, yeah, no, it was trademarked. It was trademarked, which is the same thing that happened to Layton 3 about a week before E3 last year, and that was revealed at E3 that it was coming this fall.
So history repeats itself.
We can only hope. But Layton 4, in addition to having the normal story, has this whole thing, I believe it's called Layton Life or London Life, and it's like an entire RPG. It's developed by the guys who made Mother 3 Brownie Brown, and...
Yep. They also made Magical Star Sign.
Yes, yes, they did. And I believe you create your own avatar and you go through London and like interact with different characters and perform odd jobs and stuff. It seems to be like it's this like huge epic post game thing that you can do in that game. I don't know too many more details about it though, or even if it's being fully localized and brought to North America. And then to complete this latent tale of history, I believe the next chronological entry is the movie. The Eternal Diva, which came out in Japan and was, it also came out in Europe. And then I think after that is Mask of Miracle, which is the 3DS game that came out in Japan with the system's launch. And I don't know if there's scheduled to be another game in that trilogy or if the movie kind of took the place as part of that trilogy.
Okay. See, I was thinking there was 6 games on the DS in Japan, but...
Yeah, that's what I thought for a while. I didn't realize they really did take, like, 2 years off between 4 and 5.
Gotcha. And 5 is the 3DS one.
Yes.
So. And so this game, Layton 4, is coming out on DS in North America, probably later this fall, one would imagine. Yeah. Maybe even the summer.
And I know some people speculated that Level 5 was going to be publishing it. I don't know if that's really the case. It could be, but... The trademark is under Level 5, but so were the previous Layton games. They're all trademarked.
They seem poised to do it now, though.
Yeah, they have their own. I mean, they very well could, but there's no evidence going either way.
Unless they haven't had established enough of a foothold here, I don't see why they would.
Yeah. And they might
We never freaking got a Ni no Kuni.
Ah, yeah, that's true. I mean, that could be something we hear about at E3, maybe. But, I mean, Layton could also be one of those things where, you know... Nintendo does a good job marketing those games for them in North America, so, you know, why mess with a good thing?
Right.
But it was telling that at the 3DS booth last year, Layton Mask of the Miracle, the 3DS one, was listed as a Level 5 game, not a Nintendo game.
But, interesting.
Yeah. Who knows what'll happen?
Who knows? I know what'll happen.
What's that?
We're gonna have a freakishly short newscast.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's the calm before the storm, guys. And we already did our E3 prediction show, so we don't really have that much to talk about.
I did finish Lego Pirates. It's very short. Yeah. Did you know that? Neil, you played Clone Wars on 3DS, right?
Yeah.
Did that have online, or not online even, local co-op?
You know, I don't know.
Because I'm almost positive that the Lego Pirates doesn't have co-op. In fact, I'm so positive I put it in the review. That's dumb.
Yeah.
That's really dumb. Those Lego games are built on co-op.
Yeah. But, I don't think it does. Cause, I mean, I wouldn't have been able to test it anyway because reviewed the game before the system came out and I didn't know anything.
They have like a little figurine battle mode in Lego Pirates where you like dress up your figurine and preset some attacks and then you,
that's a street pass mode, right?
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
But, I was really surprised to see that Lego Pirates didn't have any sort of...
There's a street pass mode for Lego Star Wars that was basically just like, if you pass someone, you'll get more studs.
Nice.
I passed someone long after I sold the game that had that, and I was just like, delete that.
Yeah.
Blank. Oh, yeah, even the back of the box says co-op. No. But
that's you weird. Know what else did that? Chrome Hounds.
what is Chrome Hounds?
It's a mech game for the
Xbox
360, a very early title.
Well, I don't like it.
And I excitedly purchased it with the hopes of playing split-screen co-op to no avail.
Yeah,
that sucks.
It was a lie. I think also, I think Double Agent did that. I think a Splinter Cell game did that.
I was looking online to find how to solve a particular stage in Lego Pirates, and what I found was that all I could really find was detail for the console versions, and the handheld game is so much smaller than the console game. Like, I never played a handheld Lego game before, so I was just surprised to find that, like, there's one fewer stage per movie, and they're all, most of the stages are considerably shorter.
Yeah, no, I found that same thing with Lego Harry Potter on DS, which wasn't really that bad, and neither was, like,
I think I like that better, actually, because I find the console ones unbearably long.
Yeah.
Like, it's a fun game to play for about a third of as long as it takes you to play through one of them.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. I
hate freakishly long stages on portables as well, so.
Definitely.
The Lego Star Wars had a kind of sweet spot with that.
Well, was that it? Is that a newscast?
That's a newscast.
World record.
Nip it in the bud while it's still.
Yeah, I mean, I can't really think of anything else other than, like, get ready to have your minds blown next week, guys. It'll be great.
Hang on to your butts.
Yeah.
Hang on to your butts, clever girl.
Okay.
And that's that.
Good night.
All right.
Bye, everyone.